Next item on the agenda is Old Dominion Electric Cooperative number 20-1246. Allison, is that you?
This is me again.
You're up.
All right, so Old Dominion Electric Cooperative is requesting authorization to place temporary timber mats over 5,000 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands and 30,400 square feet of vegetated wetlands to perform maintenance work and replace insulators on transmission lines along Chincoteague Road in Accomack County. A wetlands permit is required for use of a state-owned marsh. Next slide. This map shows the location of the project, which is circled in red. The entire project will be all along the Chincoteague Road, but this is only within the state marsh that we will be hearing today. Next slide. So this is an aerial view of the project site, and the gray shading is the state-owned marsh. So the project continues into other areas as well, but for today, we will only be looking at the state-owned marsh. The applicant has already received authorization from the Accomack County Wetlands Board for impacts to other wetland areas along the project. Next slide. These are plan view drawings of the project area within state wetlands. Each little box indicates an impact to the wetlands where they will be placing some single timber mats. And then the bright green shading shows where several temporary timber mats will be placed to access the poles. The timber mats will be in place for about a week and then will be moved to access the next pole. Bucket trucks and crane/boom trucks will be used to install the insulators from the timber mats. Next slide. Here is a site photo showing some of the poles that are located within the state wetlands. Next slide. And then this is just another view looking the other way. Next slide. So the impacts from this project are 5,000 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands and then 30,400 square feet of vegetated wetlands, and everything is a temporary impact, and all impacted areas will be restored to pre-construction condition. Next slide. Staff recommends approval of the project with the following conditions. This permit gives no ownership interest in the underlying state land. All areas of state-owned marsh and adjacent lands disturbed by this activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from the date of completion of the authorized work, and all excess materials shall be removed to an upland site and contained in such a manner to prevent its reentry into state waters. And the permittee agrees not to conduct any of the authorized work between April 15th and August 31st of any year to minimize adverse impacts to shorebirds. And that last condition was based on some comments that we had received from the Department of Conservation and Recreation. That concludes my presentation. I'll take any questions at this time.
Any questions from the commission for Ms. Lay?
Two quick questions, if I may, Commissioner Bowman.
Yes, Ms. Everett. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. The first, I'll just go ahead and ask both of them now. The first is... I assume VIMS didn't have any comments that would affect the change in the permit conditions. And second, are those billboards that we just saw on the slide or the slide before last, are they on state-owned wetlands?
So we did not ask for any comments from VIMS. We did ask for comments from the Department of Wildlife Resources as well as DCR, and the time of year restriction was reflected of DCR's comments. The billboards in the photo, they might be on state wetlands. So if you go back to the aerial photo that shows the light gray shading, yeah, so there's a pull-off of the road, which is where I was, kind of right around the area where that yellow marker is. So, yeah, it looks like those billboards actually would be on state wetlands.
Mr. Watkinson, can you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're that. That's your backyard. Can you explain it to us?
Yes, sir. I'd like to add a little bit of context to that.
But not too much.
Based on my personal observation, I would say that I believe those billboards have been there since before the Wetlands Act was initiated. And as a result, they've just been maintaining their current location ever since.
Okay, well, I guess it begs the question, should we do some further due diligence to find out whether they need to pay royalties or not? And I know it's a lot of them. So, yeah.
We have not, to my knowledge, ever charged royalties for use of state marsh.
Okay.
Like we have for state-owned submerged lands.
Yes.
So that would be my only response at this point. I think going to the point of charging for use of state marsh, I think that would require some, I guess, a direction from the commission if you wanted to go that route.
Well, let's just do this. Ms. Everett, that's a great question. When we're dealing with shorebirds and you can't have the mats there during a certain period of time, but I'm sure that, honestly, those shorebirds have gotten really, really used to those. Matter of fact, they can probably read them by now, but anyway, we can look at that and see what's going on there. In all honesty, I've had that question before in my mind. I just never followed up on it. So, anyway. So, where are we? Well, that was a question to Allison, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We heard from the applicant. Is John Donaldson here, wishes to be heard? Corey Gray, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yes, this is Corey Gray with Stantec, represent ODEC.
Yes, do you wish to be heard by the commission?
I think that Allison covered everything very nicely, so in the interest of time, I'm just going to be here to answer any questions from the commission if they have any.
Well, we certainly do appreciate that, I can assure you. John Donaldson, ODEC applicant? Just here for questions. Okay. All right. Any questions by members of the commission for the applicants or agent? Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? If not, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Yes, this is James Minor. I move that we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Ballard. Mr. France.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Tankard.
Aye.
Dr. Neal.
Aye.
Mr. Ballard.
Aye.
Mr. Minor.
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.